Hello, hello, hello. Excellent afternoon, morning, or evening, depending on when you will, of course, touch this dial. My name is Regina Crisogbodo, aka Mama Reg. Welcome to The Widow's Mite, your regular program where we bring back the energy into the life of that widow. Is a program that will encourage one another by bringing words of encouragement and bringing the real life issues for us to learn from and move on even after that really terrible event of losing one's spouse. Once again, my name is Regina Crisogbodo. Today we're going to talk about what do you name as you give birth. That's very queer title for a widow's program, isn't it? Yes, wait on and you'll hear exactly what I mean by that. It's actually an inspiration that bumped into my spirit when I attended church some weeks ago, and I have not left it alone. I've held on to that, and it has birthed loads of ideas for me. I need you to share with me. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll talk about it more. Thank you. So welcome back. If you're just joining me, this is The Widow's Mite on the Anchor podcast. And of course, I need you to share, click, and of course, put on the notification and then click on it and tell me. Of course, you will hear what it has to say, not about telling me. I need you to talk to me. I need your feedback. I really, really need your feedback. Thank you for those that have been watching and listening to me since, I think, 2018. It's been a wonderful journey so far. So let's talk about what I titled. How do you name those things that you birth every day? Now you talk about birthing and then you say, I'm a widow. How would I birth a child? Well, the truth of it is that we are always giving birth. We are pregnant to so many things in life. Let me give you an example. We hear that motivators will tell you, what are you pregnant of? Or what are you pregnant with? What is your desire? The desire is actually what is inside of you, and you must birth it out. If anything is not birthed out, it cannot live, it cannot come out, it cannot sprout. So what I'm going to talk to you about is an encouraging and inspirational statement that I need you to listen and listen good. Now, recall the Bible, talking about the book of Genesis, the very, very first book in the Bible, when God talks about after creating animals and man, he brought them out for Adam and said, Adam, go ahead and name them. And the Bible said that Adam named them, and whatever name Adam gave those animals, they actually remained those names. So lion has always been that name that was given to it by Adam, and it has not changed up till today. And think about any animal that God himself, you know, you could think of them, and that is exactly what God did and allowed, including the woman. For those of you that are strong believers in the Bible, and of course other religions also, we hear people talk about Adam and Eve. Yes, so when Eve came out, Adam blotted out as a woman and even called her Eve, the mother of, you know, of the earth. So she came out of him, and he recognized every responsibility, and he knew what exactly it is with her. And when she was birthed, he knew that, oh, she would be part of me. He didn't make animals. How come animals were not that attractive to him to become his own soulmates? They were not. They were good friends, but they were not soulmates. Now, we might not talk so much about that for those of you that are animal lovers. I love animals. I grew up with animals. But God's intention is that man would interact with man. And what I mean by man is human beings. And from outset, God decided to make man. But that's not what we're talking about per se. We are actually talking about naming. A lot of us have things that we are naming every day. We birth, or they come across us and we birth them. We tell their names. Many times, unfortunately, they're negatives. Oh, you feel a pain, you name it. You feel this, you give it, you own it, you personalize it, you make sure it is. Oh, my pain, my leg, my back, my head, my high blood pressure. Oh, doctor said I am this and you receive it. That is naming your situation. So every day, the truth of it is that you're birthing and you are naming. Now, but I'm going to ask you to think twice when you begin to name from now henceforth. What you name actually remains what it is. How do you see that situation that you come across this morning, or you would come across tomorrow, or you will tomorrow, or maybe in next years? How do you see it? What is the vision of that thing that you want birthed? What do you call it? Do you call it I had a call today and I just had to do this recording. Had a call. The first thing this person said, apparently because of what I do, she must have picked my number from the social media, and of course I permitted that. And then, "Hello, how are you?" She just went, "Hello, look, I'm a widow." That is what she sees herself as. And as far as she's concerned, that widow is a certificate or a leeway to help. And I wanted to be, mischievous. I wanted to say, "I'm a widow too. So how come you don't see me from the perspective that you see yourself as downtrodden, as always looking for help, always looking for beg for something?" She said, "I'm a widow. I'm suffering. I don't." And I was wondering. I had to hold my peace because she barged into. I had to pick it because of the persistence. So I was actually in a meeting, and I told her, "I'm sorry. I need you to call me back because I'm in a meeting." But just after the meeting, I'm still waiting for her. She hasn't called me. But my thought is this: how come I'm a widow and she is? So what makes the two of us different? What we name. Now, I'm not here to boast to you, but I'm just here to bring this analogy for us to understand that daily we have things that come across our lives that we name. Whatever you call that situation, whatever pain you call pain remains a pain. Whatever you call a solution becomes that solution. Sisters, our mouth is the power that we have. In fact, nothing ever got created without words coming out. So you are a creative being. You are set out to become what God has said. Your word is to be. You make things become. You are constantly making things become. Your situation become. Whatever you say becomes. Be careful what you name every day. Should a pain come on your body, what do you call it? Speak the word of God. You and I know that on the widow's mite, we have the Bible as our basis. We need to speak the word of God consistently. The Bible says, "Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich." Now, is there any of you that is ill? Let him call the elders. And let them lay hands on him. For effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's the book of James. What does that mean? They counter whatever feeling, whatever thing has been brought to them. They give it the name that is required by superimposing the word of God. How many of us have filled ourselves with the word? Very few. Because our thought is peripheral. Our thought is that someone somewhere should be the one to help us. Yes, God would use people, but the truth of it, until God speaks to anybody, no one can help you. So don't even waste your time going to that person first. First speak to the God that will speak to him, that you would naturally, he will become so soft at responding to your requests. What do you name when your children are ill? What do you name when your children seem to look stranded? No school fees, no house rent. What do you name? What name do you give it? Do you say, "I'm poor"? And you say, people say, "Oh, poor me." Oh, really? It sounds like an expression of English. But there are some words that I refuse to let them become part of my lexicon. No, not poor me. Oh my goodness. I'm done for. You get people bursting words like that. You name it, you're done for. And so when situations begin to attract it, suffering, they attract displeasure, they attract disloyalty, they attract hatred, they attract dislike. You'll be wondering why. And the assumption the devil will give you is that, oh, you are a widow, that's why they hate you. After all, widows are normally hated. Hi, the Bible did not tell me so. I've read enough of the stories of widows. I've found that there is none that went back to God. Even when they missed it, that does not get a respite. And in fact, deliverance, complete deliverance from whatever she was going through. I could name them. On this program, you will keep hearing us talk about the widows because that's our anchor. We have a template. We have women that have gone through this and have sailed safely. What do you name? Whatever comes your way, do you just want to call it because other people say, oh, Corona is eating people, the world, everybody's dying. I'm not saying you should not be careful. The Bible says we should walk circumspectly. But the Bible says he will satisfy us with long life. Psalm 91. With long life shall he satisfy us. So you speak. God, you said, I am going to be satisfied with long life. And I receive long life. Oh, my husband died. Yes, he died. But Lord, you will keep me. You will give me peace. If my emotions, you feel like emotions are passing through your tongue. Lord, you said you've not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. That is the scripture. Whatever comes your heart, the Bible says, casting out imagination and every high thing that wants to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Bringing it to obedience. When your obedience is already done. So everything that the devil brings for you to name based on his own agenda, there is something the Bible has given us, scripture, to counter it. Your job is to speak the word. Your job is to speak life. Your job is to say what is positive, and naturally, deep will always call unto deep. I am helped of the Lord. The Bible says I'm not forsaken. The Bible says I'm Hephzibah, I'm Beulah. I'm a nation that is loved. The Bible says Gentiles shall come to my light and cleanse to the brightness of my rising. I arise, I shine. Yes, I know darkness shall cover the earth, those gross darkness, the people. But the Lord has said I would arise. He had told me already. He said, you should not be afraid, you woman. You would forget the days of your mourning. Sister, I'm excited about this topic. What do you name? What do you name? As it passes you, what do you name? Oh, 2021 is coming to an end and I'm broke. I'm homeless. Is that what you name? Because the situation said, let me tell you one thing about situations. They pass. They are never, ever, and will never, ever be permanent. They will come and they will go. They would come and they would go. But Lord God says he has given us all that pertains to life and godliness. Now it does not come as a bag of cherry round, you know, on your lap. But then you war with the word of God. You resist the devil. The Bible says, who do you resist steadfastly? I just love the book of James this evening. Resist him steadfastly. Nobody should wake you up and tell you trouble and you say, oh, I'm in trouble. No, that is a word that is passing that wants you to name it. I have peace like the river. I have peace like the river. That's the word of God. I am joyful. When men are saying there is a casting down, what do you say? There is a lifting. Because the truth of it is, you're not just talking, you're not just affirming, you are speaking, because creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So sister, I hope this does it. What do you name? I need you to think twice before you name any situation. Think twice. Very soon, your salvation is nearer than you first started. I know it's tough, but let me tell you, the Bible says all things will work together for good to them that love God. I know it looks as if you're breaking, but let me tell you, stand, because God is with you. I'd like to thank God for your life, for you being so wonderful. You know, I felt so down this few days. I wanted to accept what the situation, because it would have been my wedding anniversary 2 days ago. It would have been 21 years, but he's gone 6 years now. And I just looked at this picture. I began to speak what I knew has changed, the improvement since he left, no more crying, the children. I was telling him, I said, this person is here, this daughter is here. I was calling my children's names and I was just telling him the progress. And I said, I know you are seeing, but I just want you to know that we are doing well. And before I knew it, I had stopped crying. Wipe your tears, sister. Let's name things right. Thank you for listening. And I believe that you will share. You will click the notification bell and you would wait for once I get any of my episodes out, you will listen to it. Please share. We need women to be strong. We need the widows to understand that there is life even after death. Did you get that? There is life even after death. And you should live your life in order to take care of yourself and fulfill your destiny. That's all about what the widow's might is. Thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Regina Crisobodo, aka Mama Reg. I'm the anchor person. If you're in Nigeria, you might need to, you know, just go on to Unilag FM 9103. Let me say it better. Unilag FM 103.1. University of Lagos, that's what it means, you know, like FM. Every Tuesday, I'm on air 2 to 2:30. I need you to join me. Let's help one another. Let's pray together. Let's sing together. If it's possible, cry and wipe our tears and move on together. That's what life is all about. So God bless you. Until I come your way again, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Bye.